On Midwest Week, it's spring, and the Midwest League has started its new season. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times. So, Steve, we just said goodbye to the Quad City Mallards. So how solvent are the Quad City River Bandits and, in fact, the rest of the Midwest League?
A very different situation. The Midwest League has had very little turnover in the last probably 15 years in terms of franchises. Baseball has a pretty thorough vetting process that leads to stability in general. Some of the smaller market teams will face some challenges in 2020. There will be a new contract between the major leagues and the minor leagues, and there'll be some stadium standards that will have to be met. That won't be an issue in Quad Cities or Clinton or Burlington. They've addressed those things for the most part, but there will be some challenges out there for some of the smaller operations out there. Beloit comes to mind as one that will be challenged in 2020 to upgrade.
And when you say upgrade, is it like facilities in the locker room? Is it field conditions, drainage, that kind of
it's
stuff?
It's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. In Beloit's situation, it would be more of a clubhouse type issue and stadium structure. It's a very old facility that has had very few upgrades. And unlike Quad Cities, where the upgrades have been continual, and unlike Clinton, where they have also worked very hard to kind of maintain their facility and provide the players with what is needed and required in terms of their daily routine, in terms of preparation work and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now remind us how the system works. Who all is working together to host a team here and the other cities?
Yeah, the local team here is owned by Dave Heller and also by Robbie Smith, is his minority partner now in the operation. But Dave is the majority owner and operates not only this club, but he has four other teams throughout the country that he owns. He's based out of here, has a home in Davenport, and does a lot of commuting. Mm-hmm. Other teams are operated in various fashions. The Clinton team is a community-owned team, has been since it opened its doors in 1956.
Sort of like the Packers.
Absolutely. And people have invested their dollars in shares of that team, and it has a very large board of directors that operates the team, as well as a professional staff that mm-hmm. manages it on a daily basis. And those things are that used to be the way it was done. It was done here in the Quad Cities that way, prior to the mid-1980s.
Was that Friends of Quad City Baseball or some name
Quad Cities Fans Association operated
right, okay.
it, yes. And they were forced to sell for financial reasons. There mm-hmm. were some floods that came through, and they simply didn't have the money to continue to operate.
Okay, so Dave Heller owns the team. But then remind us about the Astros in the city of Davenport.
Yeah, he has a contract with the city of Davenport, which owns the stadium. Modern Woodman Park is a city-owned facility. It has been since it was put up in 1931. Dave also has a contract with the Houston Astros to provide players and a coaching staff for the team. Every minor league team, there's 160 of them throughout the country at various levels, has a signed contract with a player development agreement with a major league club. The current contract with Quad Cities and Houston is in its final year this year. They're typically two-year deals. You can go 2 or 4 years. Dave prefers two because he feels like it forces the parent club to put a competitive team on the field and at least address those needs on a regular basis, and we've seen the byproduct of that has been some teams that have had very solid records.
Okay, so now Dave pays his staff and pays rent to the city, but it's the Astros that pay the players?
Yeah. Both the players and the coaching staff are employees of the Houston Astros. Okay. They'll receive regular visits from their HR people and that type of thing that will come up from Houston. And the checks that they receive are from the Astros, whereas the folks who work in the front office here, whether it be full-time or interns, are receiving checks from Dave Heller's Main Street baseball operation.
Do you know how much players are paid in the Midwest League?
It's a standard salary, actually. And every player, whether you were drafted in the first round or whether you were an unsigned, assigned as an undrafted free agent, is making around $1,350 a month. It's not great money. You do receive some perks. I mean, there are some meals that are provided on a daily basis, both post-game and pre-game. Some of those things come along with it. There's been a lot of conversation lately about baseball and what they're playing their minor league players for versus the number of hours that they work.
The bills in Congress.
Yes, absolutely. It all goes back to that old antitrust exemption that baseball was granted back in 1922 and continues to exist to this day. And the players are not getting rich. There certainly are high draft picks who have a nice signing bonus, but there are also guys who were drafted in the 20th and 30th and 35th rounds that they're just kind of getting by, and it's always been that way, and I think that it's certainly something that will probably continue to be a hot button issue in the sport.
Who are some of the players that are playing for the River Bandits this year? Are there a couple that were drafted higher that we should all have high expectations for?
This is a team that has 8 of Houston's top 11 picks in last year's draft. It's a team that has some definite talent. There's no question. JB Bukauskas is a pitcher out of the University of North Carolina. He was Houston's first-round draft pick last year, 15th overall in the draft. He has a bright future ahead of him, and this will be his first full season assignment. He got a little taste at the short season level last year, but this will be a chance for him to see what he can do over 140 games. Jake Adams is a product of the University of Iowa baseball program. Was picked in the sixth round by the Astros last year. Led the nation in home runs at the NCAA Division I level last season with 29 for the Hawkeyes, and he's adjusting to a wood bat and using a wood bat as opposed to what they use at the collegiate level. And it's a work in progress. I mean, he certainly has some power and power ability. The Bandits have a number of guys that we've seen that are of a very similar ilk. J.J. Matusiewicz is a guy who was here late last season, who is back in the Quad Cities again. There are one of 12 players who had at least a taste of competition at this level last year. Some were here early and were sent down to kind of work on their games at a lower level. Others came in late after, thriving at that lower level and were part of the championship run.
And haven't there been some changes at Modern Woodman Park since last fall? Anything major? Any new rides or anything like that?
The Carnival Menagerie, I think, is the same at this point.
Stable.
For now. It's always a very fluid thing. And there are programs which provide, dollars for a lot of community organizations. Those programs are still in existence. So once the rides start going, when the weather warms up, a part of that ticket price is going to help out some worthy causes in the Quad Cities. The biggest thing I think people are going to notice is they did invest in a new sound system. One of the things that with kind of the footprint of the park expanding to include those carnival rides is that the old sound system didn't reach some of those areas. So they've put $100,000 into a sound system that it certainly is noticeable from where I sit that there is a difference, and they're counting on people being able to notice it throughout the park. A lot of the usual kind of things. The park has had a fresh coat of paint on everything. There's a new private room for young mothers that may want to get away from the action for a little bit with their child, and so a lot of it is addressing kind of fan concerns and that type of thing.